Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and it is this is Saturday. The week went so fast. I mean, I can't believe it. I'm stumbling over myself. This is unbelievable. It's the weekend already. So here we go with the Solar Weekend, and we're kicking it off with Solar Wants to Dance because, you know, we need to move. We need to move and groove, right? And, you know, it's been a rough week, you know, for some of us. A lot of us are traveling. People are working, constantly sitting in traffic, you know, dealing with the situations at work and then coming home and dealing with the situations at home and trying to figure it out and just everyday life stuff, right? And so I am glad to be able to hear this is the weekend. We can kind of chill a little bit, but we need to make sure that we take care of ourselves in the process, right? So make sure, you know, that you are doing what you need to do to take care of yourself. This is more of a, you know, we just want to make sure we're good, right? And sometimes, you know, one of the biggest problems that we have as we get older one of the biggest problems is, like, if we're on medication, sometimes when we go on our holidays or vacations or we do something unusual, we forget about our medication. And that causes all kind of problems, right? Now you're running around trying to figure out, oh man, I forgot my medication. Where can I get it from? And you're trying, you know, several different facilities. You're stressing yourself out even more. And it becomes a nightmare. So just remember, you know, guys, before you go on holiday or anything like that, make sure you grab your daily routine things that's going to make sure that you're okay in the long run. And, you know, my wife has this thing, like, she has dates on her, on a box, and she puts all her medication in there, and so, and her vitamins and stuff, so she knows, okay, I did it on, I already did it, because sometimes we forget if we've taken our medication or not, and that's crazy, right? God, come on, man, did you do it or not? I think so, you know, and it's really serious, and so, that's why it's nice to have this stuff written down and so that we can protect ourselves from ourselves, right? All right, guys. So I want you to, we're just going to hit it hard. You do what you want to do, right? We're going to work out here. I'm going to dance a little bit, work out a little bit and move some things around here at the house. I got some things to do while I'm listening to this up-tempo music that's just coming at us. Hardcore and beautiful. And so in the background you hear my group Dynasty. That was from 1979, so I want to give you something from Dynasty a couple of years later, once the whole band got together and we were on a roll at Solar. So warm up a little bit, stretch, do your thing, and get ready to have a good workout. All right, so come on, let's get rolling here on Solar Records Radio. Let's go with Dynasty a little bit right there. Then I'll play it. About. We want you to be happy here on Soul Eye Records. We want you to feel good about yourself, feel good about life in general. And because sometimes things can be a little rough, you know, right? Life can pull us in these dark places and mislead us and misguide us and cause us to stumble and get angry and, you know, and all the negative energy and all that stuff that comes out, man, is just not healthy in the long run. That's the bottom line. It is not healthy. So we want you to be happy. We want you to enjoy yourself. We want you to appreciate your life and thank God for what you do have. Not thinking about what you don't have and what you want, but think about what you do have and what you've already received and be grateful for that. So we got my boy Don Fleming in line, ready to do a block. What's up, Mr. Fleming?
I'm good, man. I know usually the last 30 minutes we slow it down, but how do you want to work this?
Oh, no. Do your thing, man. You know, we've only done 30 minutes of cardio, so just do your thing, Don. You know, whatever your heart feels, because dancing is not always just up-tempo dancing. You know, a lot of people like the slow dance. They like the two-step. They like to do all that stuff. So whatever you feel, man.
Well, hey, it's Saturday afternoon. Hopefully everyone is getting their cardio on and enjoying the day, whether it's the sun is outside, whether you're catching a little bit of that fall weather. So shout out to fall. I got to give a shout-out to fall because, number one, it's breezy. It's cool weather. You can wear shorts and maybe a sweater at the same time. It's up to you. It's however you feel.
Thank
but it is a great it's a great time right now. And again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and hanging out because guess what? Solo wants to dance every Saturday from 2 p.m. to I'm assuming 3 p.m. or 3:30 p.m. depending on how you feel.
There you go.
So
that's right.
Well, tell you what, we got about 29 minutes left of the show, and I want to give you a little hip hop, man. I got a hip hop bug for at least a couple of songs in this block. So I want to take you back to 1990, 32 years ago. Music from A Tribe Called Quest is called "Can I Kick It?" Of course, you're kicking it right here. Soul Eye Wants to Dance. Soul Eye Records Radio.
Can I kick it? to all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cause getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. Our life's filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nipper the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
what we want between you and me. This requires you dig through thick and thin. You don't seem like you about to lie. I feel like stepping, but this ain't about the feeling. You apply yourself by your means, babe. Professor, see the sky beyond my eyes. I wanna see you with this heart, but it's here by the way growing apart. Why so serious? Thank you.
You're listening to Solar with his radio. Of course, Solar wants to dance. John Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. This is classic five-star Love Takeover from 1986. Before that, I had to hook up this was my block, so I had to hook up a little bit of Bibio, some classic Bibio from 2016. You know what? I say classic, and it's 2016. Go figure. It's called Why So Serious, and, of course, started off the block. Wardell, help me out, man. Who did I start off the block with?
Hip-hop.
Yeah. It's just hip-hop.
No. I remember that so good, and I was like, oh, this sounds so good. It's so different. But you started off with Tribe Called Quest.
Yes. I was hoping you say that. That's why I was
putting
you on the spot a little bit. Can you kick it? Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. You know the sample. You know, we talked about samples all throughout the show and things like that. The sample comes from, Lou Reed from 1972, Take a Walk on the Wild Side. You remember that song?
Yes.
When he said, and the color girls go, doo-doo. Do, 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 do. I love that song, Take a Walk on the Wild Side. Of course, Lou Reed, he passed away a few years back and everything. But, yeah, that was a classic 1972 sample. Of course, Tribe Called Quest modernized it in 1991 from their album. Of course, Can I Kick It? Yes, you can. So everyone, once they say Can I Kick It, and everyone in the crowd goes, yes, you can. I'm telling you, it is a hype. It's a great show. I got a chance to see A Tribe Called Quest. Of course, rest in peace to Fife Dog. He passed away back in 2016, 2017. But I got a chance to see them around 1997, 98. 98, 99, because this was around their Love Movement album. No, I take that back. I saw them in 2006. In D.C., we had our, for those who know, I'm a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity, Incorporated. We had our centennial in D.C., and there was a club called Club Love. They were performing their reunion, kind of like a little reunion tour, and I got a chance to see them during the time we were there for our convention. So I had a lot of fun, man. I really did. And, of course, Tribe Called Quest was amazing, got a chance to see Fife, of course, years before he passed, but it was a good chance to see him, to see them perform, all three of them, Ali Shaheed, Q-Tip, and, of course, Fife Dawg, and Jarobi. Never forget Jarobi, but Jarobi wasn't there. Usually four members of Tribe Called Quest, but it's three. But anyway, I'm a hip-hop head. I grew up in the hip-hop generation also, with soul music, so it is what it is, man. Hey, We got about 13 minutes left of the show. What you got, man?
Here we go. We got the Miracles on the line with us. What's up, Sydney Justin?
What's going on,
Sydney?
My brother? How you doing? Hey, what's up? Who's this?
It's Don.
Don,
Sydney.
Man, how you been, man?
That's my co-host.
What's up, Don? What's going on with you, brother?
I'm good, man. Good to hear from you again.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This was trying to get in touch with Wardell, and we got a Wardell and a Cordell in the Miracles.
Oh my God!
Nice.
Cordell.
So, nice.
How's you guys doing, man?
Oh man, we're good, man. Just you're wearing me out, but everything else is good. Oh my God, they got this. I mean, Sydney then sent me this music, and Lord, it is something else. It's so good, and I love it, and I'm proud to be able to work with these guys. But man, oh man, it's something else. It's a lot going on there.
Yeah, a lot. That's why I was telling you, it has to be, you have to have it way ahead of time in order to absorb it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. It wouldn't happen in a day, I can tell you that.
Well, you know, you did tell me that Jeffrey Osborne's drummer, he kicked right in, right?
Oh, he came in. Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah.
Kahari, man, Kahari. He came in and he actually wrote out all the parts is what he did. He, you know, we were on the cruise ship, and our drummer missed the cruise. So what happened was we had to find someone, and Jeffrey allowed us to use his drummer. He was like, yeah, man, go on. And Kahari will, you know, can handle it. And we were like, I hope so. But, you know, but he actually did overnight. He wrote all the parts out. Thank God. You know, rest in peace. You know, he died. Man, he died of COVID, unfortunately.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Yeah, he did, man, which is bad situation. But he did come in and he did a phenomenal job on the show with one 2-day rehearsal, you know, and it was a blessing, really. God was good on that one, and he came through. You know, we couldn't have found a better guy to do it.
Yes, amen.
And
well, man. So this, you know, I don't want to talk about business on the radio show, put you on the spot like that, but you know, everybody in the world can see what's happening with over there in Puerto Rico, and I know we were going to go to Puerto Rico, so we're just praying that the people in Puerto Rico are okay, you know.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, we've been praying. You know, my wife is Puerto Rican, so she, you know, she has family
as well,
haven't been able to get in touch with anyone at
all. Wow. See, that's a double whammy. It's a double whammy.
Yeah. So, man. We're praying for the people over in Puerto Rico, man, and you know their family. You know their family. They're Americans. You know what I mean? They're Americans, man. You know,
I hear
people. You know, they separated. You know what I mean? They separate Puerto Rico from America, but it's not. We're all, and we're all human beings. Well, you know, that's the most important thing. You know, so.
Yeah.
But I think everything is still on point as far as where we're going to go. It's just going to be how we're going to go in regards to how long we'll stay certain places and things like that.
Right, because it's a Caribbean tour, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So, it's all good. It's all good, man.
Yeah, it's all good. You know, you guys are blowing it up on the radio, bro. On your thing is good, bro. I'm feeling. You know,
thank you. Well, thank you, man. Much love to you, and we appreciate you very much.
Have you talked to Rick?
Maybe? No.
Okay.
I know
he's
getting ready to go to Cancun.
Oh, okay. All right.
I know. Yeah. And so they're going to be some kind of funk fest over there. I think Lakeside, quite a few groups are going to be over there for the funk fest in Cancun.
Oh, okay. You know when that is?
So that's going to be somewhere in the end of October, I believe. Yeah.
I got you. Okay. Well, that's cool.
Hey,
man.
I want you guys to listen to Sydney sing this song in the background. It's playing in the background. I just want to turn it up a little bit. But he's just singing his heart out. Thank you, Sydney. We love you, brother.
All right. Thank you, my brother. All right, man.
All right. All right, man. God bless.
What song are you playing?
Sydney, you were born to do this, man. It don't make any sense, man.
Concur.
You know, it's just, you sound so damn good. And everyone I play it for feels the same way, like, whoa, My goodness gracious. And a lot of these guys are professional writers and producers, and they go, he was meant to do that.
Well, you know, that's what Claudette tells me too. Claudette Robinson, she tells me the same thing. She's like, this was for you all along.
Yes. Man, the miracles are so blessed to have, you know, a lead singer like you, man. So, and, you know, and I hear the ladies go, oh, he's got the look, too. I go, oh, my God. Whatever, Don and I got the look, right, Don? In our own minds, I guess. But anyway, well, guys,
How's everything going, you know, at the home front? Everything good? Everybody good? Safe? All you guys on your end?
Yeah, we're good. I'm not sure, Don, you still there?
I'm still here.
We're good, yeah. Everything's good over here. I told Don, I heard something's happening with weather up that way, and they had said Little Rock. I was like, Little Rock? Uh-oh, that's a big job. So, Don, check your weather report, man. Make sure you guys are good. But we're good out here. My horse got escaped today.
Oh, your horse?
One of my horses. The Mustang, man, he's got an attitude, and he just takes off, man. He sees me go. And I try to pay attention when I open the gate, right? And then I open, because it's an electric gate, right? So I push the button, and then I go out, and I don't see anybody around, looking around. And then I go out, and then I got distracted as soon as I got to the other side, and the gate was closing. But here comes Philly. He just ran right to the little spot. I was like, man, it took me a half an hour to get him back inside, because he's a wild one. I have three.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I have two quarter horses and a Mustang. And, they each need an acre.
They need an acre? Really?
They need each of them need an acre, you know, for grass, you know.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, I have a donkey, too, that down the street that I'm trying to get up here.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. I gotta come down to see your spot, man. Your ranch, man. I know it's nice, you know. So.
Well, I tell you one thing. I'm craving concrete. I'm so sick of dirt. I'm from the city, man. I'm from the city.
Are you craving concrete?
I'm craving concrete. Now I see why all those country boys, those cowboys, wear boots. Cause man, what a mess.
I hear you, man. I hear, especially when it rains, you know.
Yes, it's just a muddy mess, you know.
Definitely.
So, but it's a blessing, you know. It's just a different time in my life, and it's just something else to do and stuff. So, you know, it's a good thing. But thank you, man, so much for, you know, hanging out with us at the end of the show. We appreciate that. I'll hit you up later because I do want to talk to you.
Okay, you guys have a great, great day, man, and say hello to everybody out there.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Thank you. All right. Much love, Sydney.
All right. See you guys later. All right.
All right. So anyway, Don Fleming, what are we doing here? What are we doing?
We got 3 minutes left of the show, man. So you want to close it out and, of course, just talk about the show, your praise and worship show tomorrow. And we'll just call it a day.
What time is that praise and worship show? What time is the praise
and worship show? I think it's 2:00, brother.
3:00.
It's 3:00. 3 oh, well,
PM
3 p.m.
Eastern.
3 p.m. Eastern. I'm on Central Time right now, but I understand.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah, 2 p.m. your time. I want to let everybody know that Greg is back in the U.K. We're glad you had a wonderful holiday, my brother. Glad you're back safe. And we miss you. And but we, you know, it's all about everybody getting out and doing their family thing, doing their thing. So we're glad you went and did yours, and you got back safely. And I know you're wiped out, but he just shared a picture of some food he had, man, Thai food, that one of his clients. Amazing food, man. You know, I'm so in love with Thai food. Lord, I miss it. So good. So, all right, guys, we're up and out of here. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts. We appreciate you guys. We love you very much. We hope you enjoyed yourself today. Thanks to Sydney Justin from the Miracles for calling in. And you guys have a blessed and beautiful weekend. Hopefully I'll see you tomorrow. That's all I want to pray. Enjoy. Good night, Don. Bye, Don.
If you told me, hold me, fold me like a poolside chair.